Letters, do you have something to say? Send your news, views and criticism in not more than 150 words to Socialist Post Box, P.O. Box 24697, London E11, 1 Yard, phone 020-89-888-871 or email editors@socialistparty.org.uk. We reserve the right to shorten and edit letters. Don't forget to give your name, address, and phone number. Confidentiality will be respected if requested. Let the meat bush ticker. This year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, is attracting more interest than usual. This is due to the behavior of Lady C, the aristocratic ex-wife of Lord Colin Campbell, son of the 11th Duke of Argyll. Among the usual cast of retired sports stars, soap actors, TV presenters, and aging pop stars, Lady C has injected class war. According to Lady C, we, the viewers, are oiks. Anyone who dares to challenge her opinion in the jungle is relentlessly attacked. She has called Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet immoron, and dismissed others as arseholes. After trying to humiliate two of her fellow jungle contestants into acting as servants, quite rightly, they refused. She has refused to take part in any of the trials which would bring food into the camp. Maybe she took a wrong turning somewhere, because she could very easily have been a character in Downton Abbey. McWhale, Hull bends bombs. The definition of a demagogue: a political leader who seeks support by appealing to popular fears, desires, and prejudices rather than by using rational argument. Hillary Benn is the darling of the right-wing media right now, and basking in the approval of the most right-wing Tory government since World War II. The Murdoch Press, Daily Mail and the rest, including right-wing Labour, will promote him as the man to replace Jeremy Corbyn. His resort to flag-waving jingoism is a device used by demagogues throughout the ages. Benn's reference to Labour internationalism, and to the International Brigade's fight against Francosi comment page 9, to buttress his support for international capitalism, were totally unscrupulous. He implied that opposition to Western military action constituted less than total opposition to the monstrosity of ISIS. The millions who oppose bombing, which will result in the slaughter of the innocents, need no lessons from Benn. He enthusiastically supported the invasion of Iraq, which unleashed today's sectarian madness. Tony Mulhern, Liverpool,